We got a lot of great comments on the and emails on the Five Clues videos, and I appreciate that. Thank you. Several of the comments were saying what one of them summarized. It said, nothing happens without action. And that's really true. I mean, in a way, that's why we made the videos, because action in the world has to change to avoid a really nasty conclusion to where this is going. And part of the problem is we've got millions of us, more than millions, huge numbers, just following orders, just doing what's acceptable and doing what's told to us by our rulers. And you get people like David Icke and Chris Skye, other really insightful, brave, courageous leaders that demonstrate what they're saying. And they're saying peaceful mass noncompliance. That's action, right? That means don't follow suicidal orders. Don't follow orders to hurt others. You can't do that if your conscience is awake. And if it's not, it's a consciousness problem. And that's tied to the reason that we made the videos on the Five Clues. The point was, if consciousness changes, then the mass regular people like most of us can't go along with suicidal criminal orders. It's not even a moral decision. You can't do it because it violates your conscience. You know, you can feel that it's wrong to cause pain and deception and intentional harm and death to other people. It's not a good thing to do. And if you have been doing it in the past, when your consciousness changes, instead of condemning yourself, you just change. You know, that's the point of the whole thing. So how do you change the consciousness of the main groups that need to change to avoid world catastrophe worse than it already is? You have to change the general population in consciousness so that they automatically move toward mass peaceful noncompliance. You have to change the officials that are enforcing this kind of thing, the law enforcement, the public health officials, anybody that's carrying out criminal orders that aren't right. If their consciousness changes, this grinds to a halt. Military that's immorally invading and wiping out populations in other countries, if their consciousness evolves, they can't follow those orders. It's like in a country like the U.S., they're unconstitutional orders, but in every country where the military is ordered to commit crimes, they're immoral. And the soldiers and the bureaucrats who follow those orders, if their consciousness opens up to a certain level, they can't follow the orders anymore. And what do you have? Oh, peaceful mass noncompliance. Exactly what people have been suggesting that we do. And it happens automatically. Because when you're at a certain point in your own awareness, you can't violate your conscience. You can't do it. You might lose your paycheck. You might lose your reputation, your certification. If you're a doctor, you may get thrown out of, have your medical license removed, get thrown out of hospitals. If you're in the military, you might get court-martialed. But you're responsible to yourself and to God. And that's way above any worldly tie. In fact, it makes the worldly connections work in harmony. And we're really far away from that now. And at the top, of course, giving the orders to be carried out that are criminal are people that are completely, openly sold out to evil. I mean, they're at the top level, they're Satanists. At the level above that, they're not human. How do you change these people? And I'm talking about not just certain levels. I'd like to see them change right up to the top. So I don't enjoy the idea of seeing anybody condemned, anybody tortured and punished. That's of no interest to me or to you if your consciousness is open. You don't want that. You want people waked up. woken up, waked up, I don't know. You want them awake. So how do you do that? Because most of them you can't talk to and convince. They're just going to fight with you. It's a waste of time. So what do you do when you know that you need the consciousness of other people to wake up? You do something really simple, not necessarily easy or obvious, but it's simple. You change yourself. And how would that change anybody else? You know, again, these people saying in the comments, you can't do anything without action. You can't just change the consciousness of the captors of our society by chanting Kumbaya. And that's really true. But there's something at a deeper level that I'm trying to call consciousness that's real. You know, religions believe in God, but I'm saying something different. This God thing is actually real. It's all consciousness. It's infinite. It's all powerful. And it's capable of working through you. But you have to change in order to be receptive to it and not twist it through your own mind programs and misapply it. So the reason that we were suggesting in the five clues that changing your own consciousness changes others is that that's really important. You know, that's the only thing that I can see that has the potential in reality and quick enough to avoid more disaster, to change the people that are running the negative show. And it's in your hands, because every one of us is directly connected to where we came from, even if we don't remember, even if in our own awareness we're cut off. If you were really cut off, you couldn't exist. It's that basic. So opening up consciousness means self-awareness. It means awareness of where you came from, awareness of this thing people call God, unlimited, unconditional love and consciousness. In my experience, my view, it's not this punishing justice, eye for an eye type vision of God that just wants to torture and kill all the bad people forever. That's an idea that came from the early church. And it's been snapped up by humans that are really lusting after punishment for evil. That changes as your consciousness grows and you see God in everybody, because it's the essence of all that is. And so how can you love your enemy for real if you don't understand this, if you don't know it, if you don't experience it? It's because inside the so-called enemy, who you're not supposed to hate, you're supposed to love. How can that be? We need to go deep into this. How can that be if they deserve eternal punishment with no escape ever? Is that unconditional love? No. That's a human version. To do everything out of fear that that will be done to you. There's something much deeper that is in your essence that the five clues imply, but it has to be experienced. And this is what we're all working on. If you feel that this is important, I'm saying in this play, in this grand play that we're all participating in, playing these parts, thinking that that character is who we are, because it's pretty convincing when you're wrapped up in a physical costume called a physical body. I'm saying there's something deeper, and the belief is not going to open up what's possible with it. You got to go there and experience it. So the whole point of the five clues is not superficial miracles. It's the real miracle. It's changing your own heart, your own consciousness, not on a belief level, because people have been doing that for a long time, and we've still got this hideous mess on the planet. It has to be deeper. I don't know of any examples of people who have done fully what I'm talking about, but my feeling is you can. Somebody has to do it first. And I'm telling you, because if you do it before me, you can help me get there too, and I'm not kidding. This is real. I wish I were much better at explaining this, you know, so that it would get right through and not be having to pass through the filter of all these imperfect words. But the point of the five clues is not detached from action, is to change action, is to change the consciousness that action comes from. And it's based on the premise that because of who you are and where you came from and what you're connected to, which is this limitless source called God, that's real. It's not a belief. It was way before religions or beliefs even were thought of. That same God existed and is out in and outside of time, but that's a long other discussion. This is not a theological discussion. I am not trying to do that at all, because that just goes on forever. I want experience for you and me too and everybody, because this place, you know, what do they call it? The real world, the physical world. It doesn't have to be hell. It can be heaven on earth as a brief stopover on the way to where we're going. It doesn't have to be nasty. People here can respect and love each other. They can wake up and realize who they are. That's the whole point of this. And to do it now, before what our rulers have in mind goes any farther, I think that's the most urgent thing we've got. And we're all really busy, you know, with our day and our time. But this is a high priority, and it needs to be recognized. And if it is, I'm saying if you do this work internally, not making a big show out of it or going and telling everybody, you know, this wonderful thing you're doing, just do it. And this resonance, this frequency that comes out of all living beings that you're radiating 24 hours a day, every day, changes. It comes into coherence, into harmony. You know, the Heart Math Institute talked a little bit about this, but it goes much deeper. And right now, you're not going to get to where you affect other people. You have always affected other people. All life forms are affected by all of us. We're networked. We're that close. We're in this real family, but we're closer than a family. Because of who's in us, who's in all of us, the same spirit is playing all the parts. You know, that's the kingdom of heaven and much more within. And it's not going to get us the benefits of that to say we believe it. We got to get there while we're here in the middle of this play, in this dream. And I'm saying we can do that. And I'm saying we need to do that. And it's not that I'm saying we don't need action. We do. There's so much action that's needed. I've said in the interviews that I've done that we need to build a parallel society, a parallel civilization, while our rulers are busy tearing this one to pieces. Instead of just letting it fall, we need to be busy building the other one based on a different consciousness. You know, we need a real healthcare system. We need a real educational system. We need a real agricultural system. We need all the, and much more, sound money system. System of respecting each other and having freedom and protecting each other's God-given unalienable rights that don't come from a constitution. They belong to everybody because they come from God. We need a whole different civilization, but you can't fake that you know how to do that. It comes out of consciousness. Just like the good things that are in the American Constitution, not a democracy, you guys. I see so many saying, protect our democracy. America's not a democracy. But I can say one thing, without the kind of consciousness that we're talking about, it doesn't matter if it's a democracy, communism, a republic, or whatever. It's not going to do any good beyond the consciousness of the people in it. Some of the American founders said that in their own words. And the consciousness that they had, very imperfect, but amazing for their time, was what allowed them to base a system of government on the government protecting the individual rights and freedoms of the people. Government serving at the pleasure of the people, to be their servant, for real. And it's gone far away from that. So it's time to reboot, not just the American version, but the higher version everywhere in the world. Sovereign countries, independent, respecting each other, cooperating, but not governed by a central power. That's the vision of the current rulers, and it's not a good idea, to put it mildly. So yeah, action is needed. Peaceful mass non-compliance is really critical, but it doesn't happen unless there's a certain, at least minimum level of consciousness where people have to obey their own conscience, and you tell them to do something that's harmful or to go ahead and intentionally hurt others or to hurt themselves, and they can't do it. Say, if I can't travel, well, I'll find a way to travel, or I won't travel, but I can't violate my conscience. I can't go into, you know, certain businesses and things. Okay, I won't, but I can't violate my own conscience. If you raise your own level of consciousness, self-awareness, awareness of God on a deep level, and let that live through you in your life, everybody else will be affected. This is what's so counterintuitive, because there it seems maybe on the surface that you need force to change other people, and that's not true. There's a resonant connection that we're all networked into, and if you change to a deep enough degree, everybody else will be pulled into harmony with that. Even the worst of the rulers, even the worst of the criminals, is capable of change. Why? Because that same power is inside them. It's sick, and it's screened off, and it's hidden under sick mind programs, but it's there. It's life, and it can take over again. So the work is get in touch with this in yourself. That's urgent work, and it's not impractical. It's not a cop-out against changing the world. It's real. It has mass power, massive power. So that is what I see as the priority if we don't want this to keep going the way it's going. And it's in your hands. You know, you're not the helpless, silly little victimized being that you're meant to think you are. You get in touch with this power that we're talking about, and it automatically works for harmony and to awaken everybody else. So I'm looking for, if you're one of the, I don't know, maybe 1 in 1,000 or 1 in 10,000 people that can relate to this and doesn't just think, oh, that's impractical, that's another belief system. If you know what I'm talking about and you recognize the urgency of it and you're willing to do the work, I'm looking for you. Any part of the world that you're in, I'm looking for people in Asia, Africa, Middle East, South America, just not the general public, but those people that realize the priority and that the work is internal and that it affects everything on the outside that we call reality. I'm looking for you. Come and join us at planetaryhealingclub.com. We're finishing beta now. We're ready for operational, and we need participants from, you know, all the representative parts of the world who are willing to do this in themselves. It takes bravery, but it's the most beautiful kind of work you could do. It's not a show, and it's not fake. It's for real inside yourself. Changing the patterns that control your life. I want to see you. So let me know what you think. And comments are welcome, as always. And emails, if you have something you want to send me in an email, it's richard@lostartsradio.com. And I'm not any kind of master yet of any of this stuff, and I feel apologetic about that. I felt for a while that I shouldn't even say anything, because I haven't demonstrated revolutionizing the world myself. But I don't know who has. I don't know anybody who has, or else I'd nominate them. We need a change of a magnitude that we haven't seen in our known history. And we need it now. And I've had some unusual experience in my background that makes me feel obligated to share this if you're one of those few people out of the population that can relate to it. If you are, please help us. I'd like you to join us, but if you can't do that, you can do this on your own. All the power is in you. If you want to do it with us in a supportive environment, come soon. PlanetaryHealingClub.com. Let me know what you think. Richard@LostArtsRadio.com, but PlanetaryHealingClub.com is where the work's going to take place. Getting ready for the meeting tomorrow night. It's once every week on Saturdays. And homework is given for you to work on in between the meetings. This is for real. And it's not separate from action. It's the root of action. It needs to change, and you can do it. So let's do it together. I'll meet you there. Thank you. I really appreciate you. And, by the way, somebody else asked about this work related to physical health. And I'm saying, these are our costumes, okay? This is not who we are, but they're really important because this is the vehicle that you, as a formless spirit, the image of God, interact with this seemingly solid 3D world. So anything you can do to get your physical body in better shape is really worthwhile. What we call normal aging now is not normal. All these sicknesses are not normal. Nothing we see around us is our normal state. That's long forgotten. So we're going to talk about physical health too. It's something to help your consciousness work. It's much easier, in my experience, to focus on the real workspace inside yourself if your body's functioning pretty well than if it's really a mess and sick. But even if you're very sick, this is such a high priority, you want to do it anyway, if you're one of those people that resonates with what I'm saying. I hope so. I recognize you. I think you are. And I'm so grateful you're here at this time. Let's support and help each other. And I'll meet you at planetaryhealingclub.com. See you soon.